So, welcome. It's so good to see you all. I really am delighted to be here. Each and every one of you, and of course many of you, bigger you, that aren't here today. I really felt, you know, of course, I was in India for a month and practicing and learning and so forth, and certainly something I wanted to do for myself, but I kept feeling all along that there was absolutely no doubt that I was also there for you, and I could feel your support for me being there whenever I would think of this group or that group or this individual or that individual. And so that sense of community really rang true. And it made the experience much more meaningful to know that I wasn't just there for myself, my own edification, that there was a greater purpose. And so I say this to you now because you are here today not just for yourself, right? You've dedicated this time, you think, for yourself, time for me, as it were, and yet the ripple outwards to those around us is profound. And so it can be a great help for practice, keeping the practice going, especially when it has those rough spots. So I'll say little things about my experiences in India throughout the day. No slideshow, but you know, where it is germane to what we're doing, I'll share a few things. And so the first piece was that I want to share with you, because it is germane to today, is about letting go. And then before I went on the trip, I titled this particular refresher day Awakening the Heart Mind. And I had no idea what that would really mean. It just felt like what I should call this refresher day. And often in November, I'll do a refresher day on forgiveness or on peace, and has some kind of mingling with Remembrance Day. But this time I thought, I don't know, it's waking the heart mind. So then that has, of course, led to the contemplation. What does it mean to awaken the heart mind? So I have my little piece, and it's a little piece of experience around that that happened throughout the journey. But what was striking about it was that it happened very early in the journey. And it was a letting go. And I think we often think of letting go as something I do. I let go. That was not my experience. My experience was that letting go happened. Letting go simply happened. Letting go of things having to be, the first one was letting go of plans. Plans all disappeared. And it was within a day of being in India, jet lagged and so forth. Maybe it was a day and a half, and I was doing a little hand laundering. And I noticed that the mind was quiet, and it was especially quiet of plans. Now, this was not something I intended or strove for. It simply happened. Letting go happened out of the conditions of making the commitment, having the journey, being tired, and really, really not knowing what was in store for the next moment. Because in our incredibly comfortable Western lives, we believe we know what's going to happen next, right? Mm-hmm. We believe, right, that mm-hmm. oh, first I'll do this, and then I'll do that, and blah, 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 blah. And you know what I'm talking about, right? And we can live our lives in our heads in the future. And some of what we plan happens, and a lot of it doesn't. And what does happen that we planned is never like what we thought it would be. So this kind of letting go of plans happened, boom, and the mind got quiet, and that was really very pleasant. Very pleasant. There was a lack of suffering. But this whole letting go thing that kept happening was also about things proceeding in a Western world kind of way, whether it be traffic, bathrooms, beds, food, interactions, cleanliness, non-cleanliness, safety. Nothing was the way we understand things here. And again, as I say, letting go was the only way to go. But like I said, it wasn't something I kind of made happen. So that might be useful for you, to hold in mind today. We try to set the conditions for a retreat day, such that, you know, we always talk about this, you know, the silence and the rose and bringing your lunch and the bathroom rules, all at the schedule. All these things are actually structures, conditions that can enable letting go to happen. And so you might want to just put that little encouragement in the heart mind. So here we go from Ajahn Chah. And I think many of you have heard this great quote. Ajahn Chah was one of the 20th century Thai forest monks who taught many, many Westerners, and in many respects is responsible for a lot of these practices landing in the West. So he taught Jack Kornfield, for example, who wrote this, and many others. And Ajahn Chah said, if you let go a little, you will have a little happiness. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of happiness. If you let go completely, you will be free. If you let go completely, you will be free. And so, as you practice today, and say, for example, there's the intention to have, say, the breath or the body or something to be the object of awareness, the place to rest the attention. And then you notice the mind wanders off, gets into a story, for example, and you're caught up. See if you can allow yourself to feel the pain of holding on to that story, that emotion, the commentary about the body sensation. See if you can notice what's called dukkha, the unsatisfactoriness, the unreliability of it all, of that holding on. See if you can notice possibly how actually the experience is moving. So that problem, for example, isn't a problem set in stone, it's actually in motion. It's not permanent. And you might notice that whatever it is you're holding on to doesn't define you. It's not who you are. It's just what's arising as a result of conditions. Conditions of what you ate for breakfast, of how you're feeling and health-wise, of what you did yesterday, of how the past month has been, of the weather, of who your parents were, what they lived through, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, the planet Earth, back to the microbes. And with this kind of noticing, can you feel the discomfort? That's one. Can you notice the impermanence, the changing nature? And I'll keep twigging, guiding. And can you notice it's not who you are? It's just conditions. Notice then if letting go starts to happen. Okay. So I hope that's somewhat clear. And like I said, I recorded it. So if those instructions for practice seem helpful to you, then you can listen to them. I'm just going to read this last little bit from this chapter in The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness, and Peace by Jack Kornfield. And this part was written by Jack Kornfield. So he says, after the Ajahn Chah quote, he says, "One of the essential tasks for living a wise life is letting go. Letting go is the path to freedom. It is only by letting go of the hopes, the fears, the pain, the past, the stories that have a hold on us that we can quiet our mind and open our heart. We do not need to fear letting go. We can trust the courage and vulnerability of our heart to meet life as it is. We can rest kindly where we are. As we let go, the tender ground of honesty, healing, and love will carry us through the ever-changing world. Remember, letting go does not mean losing the knowledge we have gained from the past. The knowledge of the past stays with us. To let go is to release the images and emotions, the grudges and fears, the clingings and disappointments of the past that bind our spirit. Like emptying a cup, letting go leaves us free to receive, refreshed, sensitive, and awake." One more bit here because I think it's really important for our practice moment to moment. He goes on to say, "Letting go is not the same as aversion." So let's be really, really clear about this. Letting go is not the same as aversion, struggling to get rid of something. We cannot genuinely let go of what we resist. What we resist and fear secretly follows us even as we push it away. To let go of fear or trauma, we need to acknowledge just how it is. We need to feel it fully and accept that it is so. So that's feeling the pain of it. Feel it fully and accept, this is what's happening right now. These conditions are arising. It is as it is. Letting go begins with letting be. When we learn to let things be, they gradually lose their power. They cease to disturb us. As we allow what is true, space comes into the body and mind. We breathe and soften and come to rest. In accepting it, we become free. Then we can ask, "Do I have to continue to replay this story? Do I have to hold on to these losses, these feelings, Is it time to let this go? The heart will know. There is an organic cycling to letting go. We will feel it as a wisdom that knows it is time to move on, to release the past and tenderly return to the present. When we let go, we return to an honest and simple openness. So don't take Jack's words for it or my words for it. Check it out as you practice today.